Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
So for people who are looking at the restream, John's got his face pressed right up against his camera. Put your headset on. We're back.
Well, I'm trying to find...
Oh, he's looking at a computer, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find... I'm looking at the guy, and I'm looking at the history of the 49ers GMs. I can't remember who this guy is.
I'm looking for it, and it said Mike Nolan, who was coach GM in 2005.
No, it wasn't,
but it wasn't
that's
him.
Not Mike Nolan. That's not Mike Nolan.
No, I'm just going by what the records... I don't think he said it, but he was officially the GM in 05, along with being the coach.
Yeah.
Scott McLuhan.
Oh, it's Scott McLuhan?
Yeah, he drafted Alex Smith, Scott McLuhan, in 2005.
Yes. Okay. So... So he was on a podcast, and he was asked about drafting Alex Smith instead of Aaron Rodgers, and why. And listen to this.
Oh, did you tell me you sent that? I didn't see it.
It's on the top of the
audio. I'll get it.
Oh, okay.
Give me a second.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it, too. It's clean. It's going to be fine. It is, and Aaron Rodgers was on Joe Rogan. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before. Aaron Rodgers went after trans athletes. He went after LeBron James, saying, you know, what are you doing at Diddy parties? And there's no party like a Diddy party. Did you hear the alleged audio of Diddy and LeBron? Is that real? Did you hear that?
I'd be careful, because I'm not sure.
I know. I'm careful, too.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't want to say what it is. I'm not sure what it is.
I have not heard about any alleged audio.
Wow. It was...
Yeah, but you got to be careful with AI the way it is now.
But Aaron Rodgers did not hold back anything yesterday with Joe Rogan. But here is Scott McLuhan talking about drafting Alex Smith.
Why the hell did you pick Alex Smith over Aaron Rodgers?
Because of personality. Aaron had more talent coming out, but Aaron would not fit our locker room. My first year there, we had the first pick in the draft, and I knew I had to build quality people before I built quality players. How to get the culture right. Looking back, hindsight, of course, I would have taken Aaron with his career. But I tell you what we built in San Fran, part of it is because of Alex Smith and his personality and the players I drafted. I wanted legit, solid, smart, sons and guns. But with Aaron, I'll never forget, we went to dinner, sat down with him and his agent, and he got up, he called him by his first name and slapped him on his ass, the head coach. I'm like, you don't do that shit, dude.
Oop, oop.
Nice job, John.
Well,
nice job, John.
Oops.
You can just play it off of that.
Yeah. Oops, I forgot about that, the S-bomb. But that wasn't, I mean, we're not going to get FCC fined.
Well, because I hit the button.
Oh, you did.
For people on the internet, they heard it, but it doesn't matter there.
But Scott McLuhan is just telling you what 32 general managers think in the NFL.
Yeah.
100% of them. I don't care who you are. I don't care how old you are. I don't care your race, religion, your monetary. I don't care anything. Not one general manager in the NFL wants a guy that's a pain in the ass in the locker room and that won't be – not coming in. Once they're there, you kind of have to deal with what you have to deal with. But coming in – they want guys that are leaders, that will be there, that will learn, and that people will gravitate towards personality-wise. Every single one of them. And that was one of the things was Aaron Rodgers was my favorite player in that draft. I told Charlie Casserly on the radio when we had him on, John, I found if something ever happens with David Carr, I found your next quarterback. and I said Aaron Rodgers, and I loved Aaron Rodgers at Cal. Loved him. I was shocked he fell, I remember. And a lot of it was the way he rubbed people the wrong way, too. His personality was, I mean, you'll hear talk about, well, he held the ball real, you know, Jeff Tedford had him. He was too mechanical and all this and that. Dude, you don't fall to 20th in that draft unless you've got some, you know, quarterback with his talent. Even then, he fell because of his personality. And that was one of the reasons why. And you see some of it today. He's outspoken. You know, he was not, you know this, John, from talking to people. His offensive line loved him at Green Bay. Not everyone loved Aaron Rodgers at Green Bay.
No.
He made things difficult on coaches, on the front office. I don't know about his teammates necessarily. He's got, like, he's a little bit of an a-hole. I think he's one of the greatest quarterbacks I've ever seen. The most talented I've ever seen. There's not a quarterback more talented for me than Aaron Rodgers. But he's, and I don't care about any of his political thoughts. I don't care about any of his vaccine stuff. I don't care about any of that stuff. But I do care if, the same way I care about Micah Parsons, because I'm going to be consistent. If you're going to be a leader of an NFL team, you got to be careful about sitting on podcasts all the time. I think it's a bad look. I think Aaron Rodgers in the middle of a year going on Pat McAfee's podcast all the time, stupid. I didn't like it. I don't like it with CJ. I don't like it with Micah Parsons. I don't like it with any of those guys. You can't change the rules for one player, you know, because, well, I like this guy, so I'll let him be on podcast. Now, what he's saying on Rogan's, he totally has the rights to say any and all that stuff, to have his own opinions. I just think that I think what he's doing is potentially distancing himself from a relationship with the Pittsburgh Steelers, if he goes a little too far. Like, I don't know that anything he said was over the line, at least from what I heard. The stuff about, you know, his opinion on trans athletes, that's fine. He can have his opinion on that, and he can have his opinion on Diddy parties, and I don't know that he went over the top on anything like that. But I do know that organizations kind of like their quarterbacks. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, maybe don't bring so much heat on us. They are a little sensitive when it comes to, they like to keep the main thing the main thing. I do know that. And I don't know that Aaron Rodgers isn't going to just say, eh, I'll just do this podcast thing. He'll make millions and millions doing a podcast. So he may just say, I just want out of this.
It's not like Aaron Rodgers needs money.
No, he doesn't need money. He's fine. He didn't have to go play for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, did you see that? The schedule makers were in a real conundrum about the Packers-Steelers game because they said, how are we going to put that game at 1 o'clock if Aaron Rodgers is the Steelers quarterback? It'll be the first time he plays against the Packers. So they said they gave that a lot of extra weight. What are we going to do about this Packers-Steelers game this year? Because that's got to be primetime. We can't have that on 20% of the country. That's got to be a nationally televised game. And rightfully so, right? I mean, how much? That's one of the storylines of the year, Aaron Rodgers going back to
even
the Packers.
Even if he doesn't, you still have T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith and all. I mean, you still have all that, right? I mean, you could sell it as a big game with or without Rodgers. If Rodgers is there, though. And I think now it's 50-50, but at some point, you know, Rodgers right now doesn't want to have to go into camp. And
he don't want to do
He don't want to go into mandatory minicamp. He's probably, hopefully he's telling Omar Khan behind the scenes, listen, I'll be there in late July. I don't want to do all this stuff. Just know that I'm working out right now. I'm taking lots of hallucinogenics. I will be there. My mind will be expanded. I'll be ready to have a 3-to-1 interception of touchdown ratio, and to give you all the problems that you could possibly imagine in one single
I'm sure
season.
If he sent something like that to the Steelers, they got to feel great about, hey, appreciate the interest. I'll show up in July, late July, actually. And then it'll all work out for us. I won't throw to anyone
if I'm
until
the Steelers,
late July.
I'm like, that's fine.
You sure? Wouldn't you want the guy in on the team
Mike
and
Tomlin
all in?
Would. Yeah, Mike Tomlin would. If you're Omar Khan, you're just like, dude, as long as I know I've got a quarterback coming and I don't have to deal with anything. But you're right. Probably in Pittsburgh, there's probably questions every single week. Probably on sports talk shows, this is a topic every single week. What are the Steelers going to do at quarterback if Aaron Rodgers doesn't come? It probably is a big distraction. I never thought Aaron Rodgers would be a distraction for a team, but here we are.
Look at you, shocked by it.
Yeah.
John, since you heard it a couple times, I'm sure, the Scott McLuhan thing. Was he saying that Aaron Rodgers slapped his agent on the butt? Or did he slap Mike Nolan on the butt?
Mike Nolan, the head coach, he said.
Yeah, that's nuts. What are we doing? He was like 22, 23, slapping the guy on the butt.
Yeah.
Your future boss, or at least your head coach. What are we doing?
Yeah, that's not like he's on the team and they've already got a fun relationship.
This was a sit-down meeting to get to know him.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, now
get the guy with the chewed-off leg. We're drafting him.
Well, the leg was fine at the time.
That's right.
And wasn't Mike Nolan wearing suits on the sideline at the time?
He was honoring his dad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a very serious guy. I don't think...
And you're slapping him on the ass?
Hold on. Did Mike Nolan wear suits on the sideline?
You don't remember that?
I don't remember that. Yeah. Was it just for 1 year?
It might have been just for 1 year, but he made it a point to wear suits on the sideline, too.
Coaches used to dress.
Yeah, I think he was either...
Yeah, but back in... We're matriculating the ball down the field, boys!
Yeah.
Grabbing! We're just grabbing out there, see?
No.
They all wore hats?
Dick Nolan, Tom Landry wore a suit.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, man, look at him. There he is in his suit.
Yeah.
I did not remember this. Why was that his thing?
Bob
Phillips used to wear a cowboy hat and like a big jacket.
Because that's his dad.
So he and Jack Del Rio petitioned the league because at the time Reebok had the deal for apparel, so... Reebok's like, we don't make suits. Why are you wearing a suit? We don't want that. Apparently, Reebok made those two guys suits,
yeah,
so it could still conform to the rules, and they wore suits on the sideline for that year.
Well, I mean, you should let them wear suits if they want to wear suits. If you're trying to be a dandy on the sideline,
Mike Nolan was trying to be a dandy?
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean,
he didn't have a cane
and a top hat.
No, if they want to wear a top... Dude. If a coach wants to have a top hat and a cane and some gloves on, I will watch his game just for the sideline shots, 100%. I'm looking at Chuck Knoll, garden variety sweater, black sweater, the white collars, you know, outside of the sweater, and there's the Steeler jacket. He's by the book. But if you want to get dressed up, because the NBA leans into, and rightfully so, they're standing up the whole time. They want to be as comfortable as possible. Isn't it crazy that we didn't have that until – it took COVID. Do you know that they didn't, from what I recall, they didn't have dress down head coaches.
Yeah, it didn't start COVID. Until COVID.
It was Popovich or George Karl. One of them stopped wearing a tie, and it was, you thought the world was coming to an end.
Like a tan suit.
And now it's like, if you saw a coach wearing a suit, even in college basketball, we don't see it anymore, do we?
I think a couple still
do.
Well,
Buzz Williams does.
Yeah, he's, if you want to call someone a dandy.
Yeah, Buzz dresses like a dandy. Yeah.
But everyone else has gone to a pullover and wearing obviously a team branded or Nike brand, Adidas, whatever branded shoes. Yeah, it's a very
well. And now you have to wear the cap that they're promoting that week.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
salute, I mean, you have to wear that. You gotta have your breast cancer salute to service. There's a third one that must be worn.
Coaches versus cancer in college basketball. They'll wear a pin or something like that.
There's something else, but it does stand out now. If a coach wears a suit, it would stand out now.
That'd be awesome.
I tell you what, let Joe Espada come in with a really tight-ass Italian suit, and I'll be like, man, this guy loves baseball. He's serious about baseball.
Yeah, but what about that lineup, though?
Hey, he's pulling all the right. You already see they're 24-22. He's pulling. He got Jose Altuve hitting again. Joe Espada right now, manager of the year.
Joe Espada, manager of the year. I'm all for it. I'm here for it. He is. I mean, you see this rotation that he's got pitching, one of the best in baseball, with no pitchers left.
And that has to do with him?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the reason they're pitching so well?
He's exactly why.
Is he also the reason they always get hurt?
No.
So he's responsible for the good but not the bad.
That's right.
So he's like CJ Stroud.
Yeah, he's the anti-Bobby Slowick.
By the way, Ronel Blanco was put on the IL yesterday. I don't know what your thought is on this. It doesn't, like, he said to the IL as he seeks a second opinion on it. Any time I hear second opinion, sounds like that first one was pretty terrible.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that guy said, you need immediate Tommy John. Well, I'm going to get a second opinion.
And... well, I don't blame getting a second opinion, but I do think he's pitched his last game as an Astro.
Well,
so you agree with Mapes.
Yeah, you can't be this age, and Astros take forever to come back. He's this age. How many years does he – did they sign him to a 10-year contract?
No.
Okay. Why in the world would you think Ronel Blanco is going to be under contract in 2 years?
After getting – oh, my gosh. I mean, this is just – I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, he's on a one-year deal.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know if he's pitched his last
game. $802,000. I doubt he pitches next year.
And then
he's not going to be back next year.
Well,
so you
we
think
don't
they're
know.
Bring him
You're
back
giving him Tommy John surgery already. It could be inflammation.
What? He's getting a second opinion. That dude's gone for 2 years minimum. That's the Astro way.
And listen, if you have employees that you need gone forever, HRP is here for you. Okay?
Without a UCL.
Yeah, right. Listen, HRP knows how to handle because that happens at your business. You got to get rid of some people, but you got to do it the right way. And HRP knows how to do it. We've had that issue before. You got to get the advice, consultation. They got to tell you what's going on with that. They got to tell you. You got to do things right. Otherwise, you're going to have the EEOC up your hiney. Let's go. You need somebody that knows and has expertise in HR. Okay, you got to make sure that you're compliant with HR. That everybody's doing stuff right. It's important. It really is important for your business because a lot of businesses have failed, or at least, man, oh, man, oh, man, we got our ass kicked on this one because we didn't do it right. So here's the deal. You're looking for HR. You're looking for payroll. You're looking for tax help. They got tax experts, Affordable Care Act experts on the staff that will help you through your tax time. I mean, it's so easy for us because we've got HRP. It'll be that way for you, too. If you want to find out about it, you can call any of the clients that use HRMP or call Laura Beavers at our station and ask her how HRMP has affected our business. It's great. It will be great for yours, too. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Lance McCullers, since being sent death threats, 8 1/3, a 2.22 ERA, and 10 strikeouts. Did you see Liam Hendricks had death threats as well?
I did.
Yeah. People are stupid.
I don't think social media would. You know, I wish you'd have to register your actual name. Do you know all this stuff would? You know how much stuff would end if you had to register your actual name to be on social media?
Yeah,
and you couldn't just be anonymous and make anonymous threats and all that stuff, and you couldn't.
Well, you could make up names. How's anybody going to stop that?
No.
And use a real ID.
Well, you have to really use a real ID for your account.
Like Texas does to people who want to look at 18 plus sites, they make you actually give real information to determine if you're old enough.
And who's going to give their ID to go to porn sites?
I don't know.
Nobody. Hey, I'd like for you to have my ID on file, please. Like, just forget it.
It would curtail if. Well, the question was how do you enforce that?
Time
What's
to go
the
back
rules?
To Penthouse Forum.
You want to go to the bookstore, the adult section, of the bookstore, and buy one of those books?
Time for me to go read Literotica.
Let me ask you. Okay, I've worked at a Barnes & Noble, so I'll ask you. I know those books. There is a small section for books like that. Would you rather put your ID online so you can go surf porn in the anonymity of your own home, or buy the book, walk up to the counter, and have the person, you know, the 20-something college kid look at you.
What kind of book isn't it? If it's a book, isn't it kind of like it's kind of classy? If you've got a book, isn't a book kind of classy?
Well, depending on the content, everyone's going to know what you're there for.
If it's a hardcover, it's kind of classy.
Well, no. It depends on what's in it.
Feels like it.
If you walked to the adult section for, as you said, Literotica or Penthouse.
Like 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, that's different.
Oh, is that different?
They turned it into a movie. It's different. I'm talking about the actual adult. There's a small adult section at Barnes & Noble.
There is?
Yeah, where it's like sex advice, position, stuff like that. And they also have like
the Kama Sutra,
erotic stories. That. Erotic stories in them as well.
As long as you call it erotic. You can get away with it.
You would walk up to the counter with that book?
No, I mean, I wouldn't. I'm not going to read.
Okay.
I'm over that. I've done enough of that. I'm done.
Well, you got to look around. Who's in there?
Well, okay. Well, Barnes & Noble, what about a magazine? Because Barnes & Noble sells those, too.
I got a story that I'd love to tell you, but I can't. I can't say it on the radio because it will live forever. So I cannot do it. I can tell you off the air, and I'll wait till John gets here off the air. But, yeah, you're right, John. You always have to get a feel for who you're just – you got to read the room.
It was always better to get your magazines at a convenience store because the guy behind the counter was probably didn't care much about his own personal hygiene.
He don't care about anything.
He didn't care about anything, yeah. But, you know, in a lighted Barnes & Noble where there's all kinds of people –
I'm telling you, the likelihood of you walking up to the counter and there's some 20-something college-aged girl taking your magazine and ringing it up is a high probability. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I might stick as bad as it is. I'd maybe rather do the ID thing than have to walk into a Barnes & Noble for my fix.
Yeah. How about just change what you're doing?
Well, that's true. You can always change your habits or get a VPN. That works too.
I don't think the VPN – does the VPN work for – VPN is where you can hide your IP address.
Yeah. Or change it at least.
Would that even work for the
depends
the,
on
the
what,
Texas dilemma?
I guess it depends on the quality of your VPN, but I'm sure it does. Just says you reside in Idaho and now you don't have to put your ID in for one of those sites. Or, as John said, just be different.
Yeah, change. Be better. Be not as perverted.
Just try to be old school. What was the Victoria's Secret catalog? You got to really.
How about we use our imagination?
Yeah.
Maybe imaginations take over.
That's better.
Yes.
Yeah, that's more romantic.
It is. Imagination is more romantic. 713-780-3776. I mean, I don't know how many times on my timeline, Angel Reese missing like 5 straight layups. If you rebound, miss, rebound, miss, rebound. I mean, people, the hatred that's going on. At least this brought attention. Okay, 2 years ago, before Caitlin Clark was in the WNBA, did you even know any? I didn't know any of the names of the teams.
I did.
Oh, yeah. They've been the same teams for years and years.
You knew who?
I knew the team names.
Did you? Do you still know the team names?
Yeah, I knew most of the team names.
What's the Phoenix team's name?
The Phoenix Mercury.
What's the Connecticut?
Connecticut Sun.
Stunting on them.
Miami team name.
They don't have a team.
Quit trying to trick. How do they not have a team? That's kind of crazy.
Don't tell me you knew it was the Chicago Sky.
I gave you that name yesterday. I knew.
I wouldn't have known before.
I did before.
How long are they weren't one of the original teams.
I don't believe so. I knew like the Dallas Wings, but they weren't in Dallas initially.
Are they the Wings?
Yes, they're the Dallas Wings.
Dallas is the Wings?
Yes.
I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah. L.A. Sparks, we would know.
Yeah, Sparks, I know. Liberty, you know.
The Liberty, yeah.
Yeah, but these are all original teams.
Yeah, but the Wings were a team from
You got to remember, we were a huge WNBA city at one point, Dell.
Atlanta.
John, you remember that when all we would talk about. I mean, did have the WNBA head coach on frequently, but mostly because he talked about his grandson, Nico, and Sudi's catfish.
Right. That's exactly what he talked about.
That's Paige Becker's team, Dallas Wings.
When did they come into existence?
Well, they used to be the Detroit Shock.
Oh, yeah. I used to be a big Shock guy.
Then they moved to Tulsa, and then they moved to Dallas. So they kept coming south.
I remember they were in Tulsa, too, yeah.
See, no one knew that.
I didn't know that.
Well, it's on Wiki. That's how I knew that.
And I knew a lot of the players' names.
Like who?
I wouldn't say a lot of them, but I knew the big players' names back in the day before Caitlin Clark. I knew that. Sue Bird, Dinah Taurasi. You knew all them, John.
Because of their Connecticut years.
Angel Wilson was like, who is this now?
I know.
A multi-time MVP, you say?
Like, Shamika Hosclaw, because you probably knew her from Tennessee, stuff like that.
Yeah, she was a really big... Maya Moore. She was going to be the next greatest player of all time.
A lot of our knowledge before maybe Caitlin Clark was, did they play at Tennessee or Connecticut?
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. Actually, that's really true.
Tennessee, that's it. Now it's South Carolina.
Yeah. That's where Asia Wilson played.
Did she?
No. Yes. That was so you just destroyed your whole point. You said, it's South Carolina. Did Asia, the best player in the league, play there?
Didn't know that. Maya somebody?
Maya Moore, who retired early for
Connecticut.
Yes, and she retired early to do social causes.
Yeah, she actually was living the life. Yeah. She said, I'm about this life, and she actually did it.
I'm going to probably do that, too.
A lot of respect.
What are you retiring from?
Retiring early.
To do what?
Do social causes?
Social causes.
Like,
social justice causes?
Yeah.
Well, golf is a social sport.
John's
going to
go get Weinstein out of prison.
I'm going to help three people. I'm going to help three people at a time. Every foursome. I'm helping.
You
three
miss
people.
What he said, John.
I'm not. I don't care what he said.
You've got a social justice cause for Weinstein?
This guy suffered enough.
No, I don't. I hope not.
I can't think of other people in prison right now who.
His guy.
Who?
What, Luca? What's the guy's name? The guy who killed the
health? Luigi Maggioni or
whatever? Yeah, Luigi's his guy.
That ain't my guy.
I don't know that that's his guy.
He's one of
the. John's more likely to play golf with the guy who runs UHC than the guy that would shoot him.
I'm just saying, he's Italian. He's one of his people.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. Well.
He always, what, oh, now
he likes the Italians.
Now he draws the line?
Unless there's somebody who can get him into a nice golf course.
Right.
Then he dumps the Italians.
I'll never dump the Italians.
By the way, you
got
to get a hold of JVG. I reached out to him and yesterday and talked to him first time, and he didn't know your wife was, he didn't know you had moved over there.
Is he here?
Yeah, he lives in Hermosa Beach.
Please. Coaches the Clippers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, his wife. Yeah, he was here for a little bit, spent some time here, and then I don't know if he comes back and forth. I don't know if he still has his house here. I think he might. But, yeah, he lives in Hermosa Beach right now.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, so you ought to get a hold of him, and you guys go play some golf and drink a lot of Coors Lights and
he doesn't do any
yell
of that.
And cuss. Yeah, he doesn't do any of that.
None of that. I mean,
I don't think
money.
He golfs.
He's got all that money, and he just wastes it.
You can go watch a game with him, though.
Yeah. I'm going to go. I want to go see that arena.
He's not having you to his house, but maybe
you guys
could go somewhere. Yeah.
He don't want me in his house. Nobody does. Mm-hmm. Let's break it here. 713-780. You have one segment to get in because we've got News of the Weird after that. I got GiveMeTheVin.com to talk about right now. I got John Clay Wolf. John Clay Wolf giving away $25,000 a month for whatever reason. I mean, dude is just throwing away. He's giving away $300,000 a year. $25,000 a month, he says. Well, you want it? All you have to do is go to the website, GiveMeTheVin.com, send in an entry, and you get 250 ballots in the hopper, okay? But if he sells you a car, you get 1,000. If he buys your car, you get 1,000. So, I mean, holy cow. And I told the story. I saw he posted, this guy, I bought his car. And then I gave him another $14,000 out of the 25 that we're giving away every month. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I don't know why he's doing this. He's a crazy maniac. But he's one of America's, if not America's, biggest car buyers. So you got to sell your. You want to sell your car? It's one place that you have to go because he said he'll send you $100 if you can't beat CarMax, and he beats CarMax all the time. So you're guaranteed the most at GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com.
Hey, let's go to the Zadok website and see what they got cooking over there. Zadok.com, ZADOK.com. A legacy of fine jewelry and luxury watches right there on the front page. What's really cool about the Zadok page is, they got fine jewelry, bridal and engagement, watches, gifts and accessories. whatever you're looking for, they've got it for you. But it's more than just that. If you are looking at bridal engagement, you click on that, they educate you right there on the front page about the process of what it is that they do and how they operate up on the second floor there. It's they'll tell you an unforgettable proposal starts right here, and they talk to you about selecting the engagement ring, about celebrating your love with that engagement ring, finding the perfect engagement ring. It can be overwhelming. Hopefully you only have to do it once. I did it with the wife and found something perfect before I knew about Zadok. But man, Zadok is, it's the jeweler of Houston. Their name has been synonymous with phenomenal jewelry, and diamond engagement rings are there right there on the site for you to look at. And it's beautiful. I'm looking at some of them right now, just absolutely gorgeous. And I think there's some right now that are going to be well within your price range relative to what the expectations for the ring are going to be. You need to go check them out. Find one that fits your budget, and let the experts walk you through the process at Zadok Jeweler. 1801 Post Oak Boulevard for any jewelry needs at Zadok Jewelers.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, this is a segment where, what did we miss? We have not talked. Do you see what guys are doing now? They're calling their buddies to tell them good night.
What? Is this news of the weird?
Mike Sainristil. Did you see?
The cornerback?
The cornerback calls. He called three guys. One of them was Jaden. And he's like, hey, man, nothing. I just talked to you 5 minutes ago. He said, yeah, I just want to. We can't play it because there's so many F-bombs in it, but it's pretty funny. They're putting it on TikTok. You call your buddies just to tell them good night. I just wanted to tell you good night. He's like, man, bro, what's wrong? What is wrong with you?
Well, if he's doing it ironically, I respect it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's obviously just for fun, but.
Oh, I kind of respect that then.
Well, it's pretty funny. It's actually
pretty funny.
The way guys are responding, like, dude, what is wrong with you? Don't call me and you know who would do? Do you know who would totally do this? Raheel.
Oh yes, he would have invented this.
It's a Raheel. I just wanted to call and tell you good night, dude. Don't call me and tell me good night, okay? I could certainly. That's such a Raheel thing, but it's apparently it's going on. And it's like, it actually is pretty funny. Go look up, I don't know who put it out there, but it's pretty, Mike Sainristil telling guys good night.
That's pretty funny.
That's funny. It's good stuff.
Hey man, I just want to say good night to you. Try that with one of your buddies today.
But he goes, I just talked to you 5 minutes ago. What do you, no, yeah, just, but I didn't tell you good night.
Don't tell your buddy. Just do it. Just call and say, hey man, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. Although even guys are like girls now where they don't even answer. They just prefer to text.
No, nobody answers.
I know. So if you can get your friend to answer, it might be good if you do a text string with the boys and just say, hey, man, just want to let you guys know how to have a great night, man.
Yeah.
Good night and looking forward to us all getting back together on this text string and saying hello again. I cherish your friendship.
Well, that is weird. The personal touch of the call takes it to another level.
I know, yeah, but I'm just anticipating them not. Well, maybe you just leave a message, but no one listens to their messages either. This is what an answering machine message or what a voice message sounds like. Hey, this is Lance. Go ahead and send me a text. If you don't have me, just send a text. That's the best way to get a hold of me. Beep. Because yeah. I actually do check messages, but a lot of people don't check messages. They just expect you to. You know the
just
deal.
Text,
send a text.
Just text. Hypothetical question. If Caitlin Clark and the kangaroo stomach virus were both drowning and Lance could only save one, who would it be?
Caitlin Clark. I like Caitlin Clark.
He doesn't want the virus.
No. Well, that's an easy one. Does somebody think I don't like Caitlin Clark?
No, I think it's those two topics have been talking points for you. So I guess the guy thought, hey, which one would he love more to talk about more? Caleb Clark.
I don't love having the virus. Jeez.
That's Tony sent that.
That's your boy.
No, your Cody. Guy. No. Cody, I'm down with Cody.
I said your boy Tony.
Tony.
Oh, Tony.
Concept.
Tony the handset? Oh, Concept Tony. No, he knows I like Caitlin Clark.
He's an Iowa guy himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an Iowa guy.
He's a hater. He hates everything that's not Iowa. He says bad things about Nebraska, about Iowa State.
About Iowa
These are
State.
Good farming people.
I mean, Iowa State is like your brother. It's like, I don't want to
So did you
what,
see that?
I don't want to say what countries it's like, but you're like, why do you hate them? They're just like you.
Did you see the sprinter from Iowa who won the 100 meters?
Yeah.
Fast. Not a white guy. Everyone, yeah. Do the research.
He's not a white
He's
guy?
He's a Mike McDaniel type?
Yes. His mom is light skin. She's black.
People what? People were
Oh, it turned into a hole. You
were
can't
paying
Google
a lot of attention.
Ethnicity hole.
Okay.
Rabbit holes. You got to go down a whole rabbit hole of his ethnicity. But he's fast. Iowa's on a bit of a heater right now.
Cooper. They thought they had another Cooper DeGene?
Yes. You got Caitlin Clark, Cooper DeGene, Riley Moss to an extent.
Wow.
His name is Kalen Walker?
Yeah, they're on a heat. Yeah, Caleb Walker, yeah. He's fast. That dude can run. He ran a 4.19. So at a football game, he ran a 40, and it was laser timed, and he ran a 4.19. 40.
Wow.
Like track guys who are good starters run sub 4.2s, just so you know. They all run, like some of the fastest guys who are build-up speed guys, I'm not sure. Like Usain Bolt would probably run a 4.3. And you'd think, what? No, he's track, but he's a build-up speed guy.
Yeah.
His best work is done from the 60 on. The best starters are the ones who will run a sub 4.2 in the 40. And this kid ran a laser-timed sub 4.2. He can roll.
Is Keith still there?
No, he hung up.
Okay, Keith hung up. Anything we missed, though?
What did we miss? We touched on, we did the playoff. We touched on the NBA stuff. The Panthers keep rolling.
Amen.
They beat up on the Carolina Hurricanes. Now they're up
2-0. Nothing.
They're two games away from their third straight Stanley Cup Finals appearance.
They got to be a huge favorite to win that right now, or relative to.
Well, it depends. If Edmonton wins, maybe Edmonton will be the favorite, but they're down to Dallas 1-0. So the Stars are.
Stars are good, too.
Yeah,
Did we want to talk about the Rockies are off to the worst start since the 1800s?
Yeah.
That no one has had a worse start in the first 50 games since the modern era is considered 1901, and frankly, we don't really consider the modern era until whatever. I mean, beyond the dead ball era. But the quote-unquote modern era is 1901. This is the worst start since 1895. When the Louisville Colonels were 7-43, the Colorado Rockies are 8-42. They are almost out of it, guys. I do not know if they're going to be able to make up this ground and make it to the playoffs. This is going to have to take a big win.
Lance, there's a lot of
baseball.
There's a lot of baseball. I know it's early.
You cannot.
That's a good point.
Discern anything from the.
I mean, these games in April and May are much less important than the ones in September.
Yeah, I mean, come on, that's ridiculous that you're going to already. Oh, why don't you put up a tombstone? Okay, see how that works out for you.
I can't wait till John comes back.
I saw you make
John,
a
when
little
are you coming back?
Gesture to someone walking by.
When are you coming back?
I'm coming back June 7th.
Okay.
Well, but we got to go. We're going to be at the Golden Nugget.
Yeah, but you'll be back in studio Wednesday, right?
Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know. Why that okay?
He's going to like his studio time.
Okay.
Potato chip time.
Watch it.
I brought some sugo in for you ladies.
Hey, just randomly? I heard you like Italian food.
Do you like sugo or sugarosa? It's also the romance language is also Italian. We're in there. Yeah, they're Colombian. That's not the same.
All right. We got a break.
8-42. Imagine being 8-42 and the Nuggets are eliminated. Now you got to wait for
Denver Broncos football.
But you have hope. Denver, you've got hope.
Yeah, like, you made the playoffs last year.
The city of Houston. We've got hope with the Texans. We got hope with the Rockets. We still have hope with the Astros. We're okay. We're not as good as we were, but, you know, we're going to be fighting for the playoffs. It was 3 years ago that it was an absolute – we did have the Astros, though, who were really, really good, and we had two disgraceful teams. Now, our sports is – we're okay. We're not on life support anymore. We're healthy. We've been checked up by the doctor. Doc says you're looking strong, looking fit. Everything's good in Houston sports right now. It's good. We've got an NBA draft coming up. I got to mention, I talked to Michael from Pete's Fine Meats. Michael's still in a lot of pain. He had surgery back on March 7th, and it was bad. They had to do like a 7-inch rod in his back. It was way worse, and they knew it was going to be bad. Our guy is still fighting through pain. He's doing his physical therapy. He's getting better. Do you know that he got an order from Cal McNair and Hannah? He got a crap load of burgers. He uses Michael's burgers when he does the burger flipping out at the
– yeah.
And Michael told him, Cal, we've got somebody who will go out there and cook for you. You don't have to do all that cooking at camp. We'll do it. He goes, no, what?
He loves it.
I like doing this more than being an owner.
Well, that's
– am I wrong? I think he loves cooking the burgers. And he uses
Pete's
Pete's Fine Meats hamburgers out there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What does Cal sound like when he makes his burgers, John?
Making a burger.
You set him up, and I thought he would avoid it.
Well, he made the noise already.
I thought he would avoid it. Oh, I didn't hear the other
noise. Yeah, he did it first. That's why
I thought he would avoid it. I thought we'd show a little more respect for a team division 2 years in a row.
He had already decided no respect was
going to
be given.
They were going to bring hamburgers in for us, but
they were?
Now.
Oh, were they?
Yep.
Cal was going to cook us burgers himself?
Yep.
Hey, we're getting – listen.
They wanted us to kick in for a stadium, though.
Big, big time right now, Texas Card House. We're going to the end of the month, but we're heading towards the big $300,000. It's like, you know, you could, there's 4 or 5 days that you can enter into this. $600 could win you a big amount of money. Texas Card House on Westheimer and Green Ridge has got it going on. It's the Poker Atlas Series, and $650,000. On the line this month at Texas Card House. I mean, why not just get on over there and cash? Man, I wish I was in Houston. I would absolutely play. I would absolutely play in this thing and just try. You never know. You have no idea. You catch cards, you never know. You could win big, big money. And it's out there. You're not going to find big tournaments like this anywhere. You got it at Texas Card House. They put it out there. It ain't easy. I mean, there's no guarantee they're going to get that $650,000 back in entry fees, but they're putting it out there and said, let's go. Let's put it out there for the people. And it is the best poker you're going to find. Texas Card House is our premier facility, two of them, Spring and Westheimer and Green Ridge. Cash games open 24/7, cash games all the time. Bars open till 2 in the morning. It's the place to go. You're looking for a game, no better place to go. And, oh, by the way, you can play online at hijackpoker.com. Download the app. And if you have a hard time putting your credit card money in, you can go to Texas Card House and put cash in. It's all at Texas Card House. Find out for yourself at texascardhouse.com.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Apparently Eastland, Texas is a horror movie. Horses and a guy have been killed by bees. Stephen William Daniel died after he was attacked by a swarm of bees while he was mowing a lawn. And apparently these bees are attacking horses out there. And man, oh man, oh man, do you guys want to move to Eastland, Texas, where you get killed by bees?
No, but bees have always been dangerous when they attack you.
Really?
I hate bees.
Bees are going to attack you and kill you.
But we can't kill bees because if all the bees die, I think we die.
Yeah, right. That's true.
There's some big domino effect that'll kill us all if we get rid of all the bees.
Should we just let the bees kill us?
But I think there was a Black Mirror where they created fake bees, AI bees. So I guess I'm pretty sure there's a Black Mirror that had that. So you can probably kill bees.
Apparently, biologists and engineers have engineered spiders to spin glowing red silk. That's better than the other whatever, what they, because you can see it now and chop it down, right?
Yeah.
I'm all for glowing red silk on spiders doing that, right?
Yeah. And it probably looks better.
Probably.
But you don't run into it with your face as easily.
No, right. How many times when you run into a spider, you're like, what the bleep in the bleep?
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah. A Norway homeowner woke up to find a 440-foot ship run into his house. Have you ever had a 440-foot ship run into your house?
It's and been by the way, years, not since I lived in Sugar Land.
And by the way, don't you think you would have woke up? He was sleeping through it.
Yeah, I think I would have woke up.
I think I would have woke up if a 440-foot ship ran into my house.
Nah, it depends on what I had for lunch, to be honest. If I had a heavy lunch, there's a real chance a nap wouldn't have been disturbed. I'm dead to the world, man. Me and Nicole Kidman. Did you see that? Nicole Kidman, she says she loves naps. It's her favorite thing.
She loves naps?
She loves naps, yes.
I feel like I'm missing out on stuff. How could she possibly take a nap? She's in every movie made now.
Well, you know how how long it takes for a shot to get set up on a movie set? She'll take a nap.
I don't know how she does it.
She can get a nap in.
That woman is in every single
TV show, movies.
She is in a lot of shows. She's in another one. What's Baby Girl? Which apparently is not very good.
And then Nine Perfect Strangers, I think, is back. She's got a high overhead.
Baby Girl was all right.
I recently saw her in something else. She was in another movie not long ago, or TV show. Oh, and it ended up not being that
She's
great.
She's going the Nick Cage route. He would just be in everything.
Just cranking out a bunch of shows.
Yeah, just being everything.
It's like somebody asked me, how was Othello with Denzel? Because I saw Othello with Denzel Washington. I said, I mean, he was good, but it was like he was his character from Training Day at different times, just speaking like he was, you know, he was doing Training Day character every once in a while, but with the language of Shakespeare. And I realized Denzel's at that stage of his career where he just does the angry Denzel. It's kind of like De Niro, just kind of. You get De Niro, Pacino, it's the same character over and over.
She's been in the last year or so, Family Affair, the baby girl that you mentioned. She did a Netflix show called The Perfect Couple. Spellbound, that's an animated.
Perfect Couple's one.
She was in Lioness as well. Holland is the most recent movie that came out.
Yeah. Wasn't very good.
And then she's now her new season of Nine Perfect Strangers.
Well, Holland was actually okay. It was interesting. It's about a place called Holland, Michigan. And they have stuff in there that looks like from real Holland. It's actually a real place. I had to look it up. Looks like a pretty cool place to visit.
So they wanted to duplicate what the Dutch do in Michigan? Okay.
I guess the Dutch settled there.
Okay.
Is Mapes here today?
No, it's AJ.
AJ again.
Yeah, he's trying to keep his players from getting recruited NIL-wise.
I guess so.
He's got to try to keep his roster intact.
I don't know. I don't know if Mapes is strictly at home trying to make sure Josh Beard doesn't poach players from his roster.
We're done. We are off on Monday, Memorial Day. Hope you all have a great Memorial Day. See, it's so weird. That's not Veterans Day. It's actually honoring.
You remember the fallen.
Yeah, for anyone who's had family members. Yeah, who have passed, certainly.
It's hard to wish someone a happy Memorial Day, but, remember those who have fallen on Monday, and we will talk to you again on Tuesday, everybody. But first, Lance is going to talk to you, and he's going to talk to you about Allstate Siding and Windows.
Yeah, Allstate Windows and Siding is. Great company. They the windows, so a lot of your highest electricity bills are going to be because your energy efficiency is bad. Now, people look into the air conditioner, but maybe you say, well, my air conditioner is 3 years old. It's not the AC. It runs fine. Well, the problem is probably that you have leaky windows. And if you have single-pane windows, old original windows on your home, for sure, that's the problem. But even if you had some cheap windows installed, that could be the problem. Allstate windows are built in Texas for our Texas weather, which obviously is it's a pretty drastic shifts in weather. But we know when it gets hot, boy, if you do not have a window that is made, that is double pane, double strength, strong, that is properly sealed, you are going to end up with a lot of leakage, and that's going to mean your AC stays on and on and on, and your home is very humid. Have Allstate Windows and Siding come out there and install windows. There's no glass breakage when they take the old windows out. They do window jobs where you're getting $300 off of each window when you do a minimum of 10 windows. But when you tell them you heard about it from Lance Zierlein, they actually kick in a little extra. So you're going to get even more off your window jobs than anyone else who comes in there just because you heard it here on this show. Make sure that you check them out online to see all their great services at AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.